Coach's Insight continuing here on Care 93.7, talking to area coaches here in Northeast Kansas, and now joined by Luke Knoll, the girls basketball coach for Moore Hill Mount Academy. Our conversation with the coach presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, you've had some time to kind of settle down this week after the midseason tournament last week. You guys go 1-2 with the McLouth Invitational, loss in the fifth place game to Pleasant Ridge. Just kind of take us back through that busy week and let us know kind of how your team performed.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about last week. It was kind of odd for us because, you know, usually in the tournament you get to sometimes see some teams you never played before, and we had three rematches of teams we had already played in our previous, you know, seven games, I think, before that. So, I thought opening round tournament we got to play Care Prairieville again. The first time we went down there, the game was really never in doubt. They kind of handled us from beginning to end, but I thought we played really well against them. I mean, we got the game tied in the second half, and we played better defense. Our offense looked significantly better than it did the first time we played them. And then the numbers all backed that up. We shot a better percentage, turned it over less. I mean, it was just all around a good game for us, even though we came up short. And then second round, again, we had a better turnout than we did the first time against Horton. I mean, against their zone, the first time we played them, we were super stagnant and had trouble getting going. And I thought that was the best our zone offense had looked all year in the second round against them. We played really well, and we knew they were missing their leading score, which obviously hurt them. But, I mean, against their defense, we played significantly better. So that was a big positive. But then kind of ran into a buzzsaw there on Saturday. And, you know, the first time we played Pleasant Ridge, we were short a few girls, and we were fully healthy this time. But, I mean, they had the Watkins girl, and we hit eight threes on us, and a couple post players played really nice, played really well for them, and they played a great game. And even though the score didn't reflect it, I mean, we did some good things that game, and we're going to see them again, obviously. So overall, I mean, I thought the tournament was a positive for us, and we took some steps, even though we did finish 1-2. But there were definitely some numbers that improved for us also along the way.
Yeah, that one victory in the consolation semis over Horton, a Horton team you had just seen about 2 weeks prior. You had lost that first meeting, but you bounced back and get a nice 17-point win. How about that rematch in that Horton game?
Yeah, we thought we'd had a couple games recently where our man offense has kind of picked up and we did some better things, but we had yet to have a good game against zone that we felt really good about. And that was, I think, our first game of the season. I mean, not only did we shoot the ball well, but our shot chart looked great. I mean, we had stuff, a bunch of stuff inside around the rim, and then a bunch of nice looking threes that we played really well. And I think our team assist that game almost tripled from what our average was beginning of the year, which our average was very low. We needed to get that number up, but we moved the ball so well, we offensive rebounded well. Like, it was nice to put together a nice offensive game against zone because we hadn't done that for a while.
You've had this week off, you get back to it. Really, the home stretch of the regular season is really going to get going next week. You'll get Valley Falls again, a team you saw at the beginning of January. Valley Falls won that game in a tight 131-24. What's going to be different this time in the rematch?
Yeah, we're hoping that, they played us man the whole time, and we hope we've made some improvements in our man offense that we hope those can translate, because we were really had a tough time scoring. Part of that is because they're very good defensively, but had a tough time scoring the first time we played them. It was Monday coming out of Christmas break, and getting to play on our home floor, it seems like it's been a while since we've done that. That should be a huge positive. So I'd expect another competitive close game, and hopefully our offense gets going. We get some stops on defense and maybe get that one. But it's going to be a good game. They play so well, and we know they're in their tournament right now, so they're going to be coming off a few games, competitive games here coming up. So, yeah, in Monday game coming off a weekend, you never know what that's going to bring. But hopefully it should be a good one at our place finally.
That is Luke Knoll, Moore Hill Mount Academy girls basketball coach. Team coming off the midseason tournament last week, had some time off. Now they're back to it on Monday with the game against Valley Falls. Conversation with the coach presented by Amberwell Health. Thanks again, Coach. We appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we will talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon.